when you're able to do that.
Love Talk Radio.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show. The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Co-host Aaron Electrical starting off the show, and first I am gonna go ham on you. So ladies and gentlemen, listen up. First off, we received a numerous amount of emails and comments from fans here at the Roman Studios, just bashing me out of all people. So let me first go with this emailer that dared email our studios and let us know that I was a waste of space on this show. Well, listen up, emailer. If you're listening to this show right now, who you think you are calling me out? And especially not even leaving a name. You know, people like you, basically, I don't know, what are you doing emailing me? You think you're important? Why didn't you leave a name? That way I could call you out right now. My name is Al Electrical. I am here. I am right now. And let me tell you something. You listening to the show? I would love for you to call in right now. Now, another thing. Another customer, or should I say, a fan that took a jab at me was Mr. Mike Valdez. Well, listen, Mr. Mike, I've had more you-know-what than you've actually had girlfriends. So let me tell you something straightforward. Us entertainers, we go outside every day, busting our butts every day to entertain new folks. So instead of sitting on your chairs and complaining about us and telling us how we're not good enough, you should be sitting down and appreciating the stuff that we do. So that is me going ham. You got a problem with it, you call in today. Now, let me just say this. The host of this show, Roman, is a little late here today, so I'm taking over. We are actually going to have a great show tonight. We're going to have Michael Mannix call in. And on top of that, we will also have the CWE promoter, owner, Mr. Chris Kionis, to promote his November show. Now, mind you, I will tell you this much. We are watching Raw right now. We're actually seeing the last couple moments of Raw where right now Michael Cole is begging off against John Cena. Let's see what's going on here, asking for the handshake. Personally, I find this kind of like childish, but you know, in the end, personally, this is the part where I think that John Cena just should have had it with Michael Cole. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you also have heard of the card of Vengeance. You actually have seen that they have already announced half the show. You got the Big Show versus Mark Henry. I'm pretty sure, ladies and gentlemen, you would actually agree with me when I say this, but that's not going to be one of the matches to look forward to, in my opinion. Now, then you got, of course, the awesome truth of Miz. Oh, my God. It rhymes with something else, if you know what I mean. You got the Miz and R-Truth versus Triple H and, of course, everyone's favorite wrestler, CM Punk. Now, on top of that, we just saw Jim Ross win the match. That's something new, and with the ankle lock. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you recall, a lot of famous people have actually used that move. we actually have seen not only, I guess, not Jim Ross, but we've seen greats like Kurt Angle. And at the same time, I believe that's actually current WWE Superstars finisher Jack Swagger. So it looks like the ankle lock is pretty popular now in the WWE. But anyway, back to the story. You know, you got your normal divas match. Everyone obviously knows that I'm the ultimate diva when you're looking at Eve Torres versus the Phoenix for the Divas title. Now, here's the question of the day. Here's the question of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Well, gentlemen more specifically. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to know what you think should be the name of this Legends reality show that the WWE is going to do on their WWE network. Call in. I want to hear your opinion, just to hear your opinion. Please call in and let us know what your opinion is when it comes to what should be the name of that WWE reality TV show. Now, we're still waiting on the host, Rodolfo Roman, to get over here. Because right now, you know, I'm also just brand new to this. I've never been used to this system. Of course, I'm only the co-host. But you know something, if you do want to call in, just talk business with me, L Electrical. I'll be more than happy to talk with you folks before Michael Mannix calls in or before Chris Quiñones calls in. Now, mind you, I also wanted to... Oh, what's going on here? John Cena's actually going hardcore for a second. Let's see. He's actually picking up a stare. About to attack, it looks like... My boy. I hope he's okay. You know, if I was there right now in Mexico with him, I would so give him the CPR that he needed. It kind of gets me worried. But anywho, let's get back to business. We also saw, who here saw the last TNA pay-per-view, Bound for Glory? Well, typically me, my opinion, I expected exactly that. Hulk Hogan turning face in front of the whole entire fans. We saw Hulk Hogan go back to turning face and helping Sting fight off Immortal. Now, on top of that, you also saw Kurt Angle go over with Bobby Roode. Which, personally, I think Bobby Roode is the top star of TNA. Well, one of the top stars of TNA. But you know something? In the end, a lot of people are bashing Bobby Roode and at the same time going against what Hulk Hogan said. What they said, what Hulk Hogan mentioned, was that Bobby Roode was not going to be the face or was not ready to be the face of TNA. And then AJ Styles actually attacked back to one of the owners of now TNA, of course, Hulk Hogan. And in the end, it was basically a back-and-forth argument between AJ Styles and Hulk Hogan between opinions of who should be the top star. Now, personally, I side with AJ Styles. Why are you going to be bashing a company you helped build? It doesn't make sense. But that's the same thing that what Hulk Hogan has done with the WWE, and that's the same thing that Hulk Hogan did with WCW. We see an enormous back-to-back situations with them both. Now, let's hear, wait, see. We're going to have Michael Mannix here on the line soon. He should be calling in any time. But on top of that, I want to roll through some shows that are coming up soon. We got the FOW Battle in Boca 2 coming up this coming Friday, which is going to be headlined by Brother versus Brother. We're going to have Tommy Vandal defend the FOW heavyweight title against Brother Johnny Vandal. And then this Saturday, we got ICW Lethal Lottery, where anything and anything can happen. You will see the weirdest matches, the weirdest pair-ups, the weirdest everything. That is a show that you cannot miss. For both, please visit FOWWrestling.com for the FOW show this Friday. And then, of course, your ICW show, you could always visit www.ndcw.com. Now, guess if you do want to call in and talk to me, please call in at 714-868-0222. I also want to plug in my YouTube channel. It's www.youtube.com/MrRainbowStruck. I am actually starting up a web series now, coming soon, called Rainbow Struck. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you to stay tuned to that. You will have a bunch of laughs, a bunch of fun. It's going to be the most original web series in the world that no one has ever thought. And I think our host has finally arrived. Finally, you're here.
Well, that is it, Electrical. You know, for the first time, you and me are actually inside the Roman show. Now, this is the first time, Electrical, you and me, we get together on the show, talk about pro wrestling, what's happening in the world of pro wrestling. Monday Night Raw. Let's talk real quickly what happened in Monday Night Raw. Get the hell off me, man. You're pathetic.
But you invited me here.
Yeah, but you're... No, stop it. Act like a damn man. Electrical. And I'm really ticked off today, so you don't want to touch the wrong buttons. So you lay your hands out. I'm going to go ham. I know you went ham earlier today, but I'm going to go twice the ham.
Which ham? This ham or that ham?
All right, let's talk pro wrestling today, guys. Monday Night Raw took place in Mexico City, your favorite place at Electrico.
My favorite place. What's wrong?
Alberto Del Rio got a huge pop from the crowd, no doubt about that. John Laurinaitis, you know, he's doing a good job getting a lot of heel heat from the fans. You can't go wrong with that. And one thing I really thought that it was really, really facetious was when they called Triple H and they said that immigration was looking for him. Quite comical on the side of the WWE there for once.
I've been on that side before.
I bet you have. Regardless, we took a look at what's expected at Vengeance. We have, three pay-per-view shows in the last month. Way too much wrestling. That's nothing bad with that. But way too much for this economy that we're in. You know, who's going to pay the $50, $40 for a pay-per-view show when it's back-to-back-to-back? And if you throw in their ROH, that's another back-to-back-to-back-to-back. I mean, that's just too much money. So, too much wrestling. But how much is too much wrestling is the question. You know what I mean? And by the way, Electrical, I want to make a quick note. This Wednesday on E60, they're going to have a special on Scott Hall. And this is on a serious note. Scott Hall, as you know, is dealing with alcoholism. He's a man who is, like Eric Bischoff said, dealing with a lot of personal demons. And we get to see a real-life wrestler, just like in the movie, come to life on E60. I don't know if you managed to see the YouTube video, the tease, on how Scott Hall walks inside the wrestling ring, and then he has to be carried out of the ring. I mean, the man thinks he can wrestle, although he's not in the state of mind where he should be, while he has been intoxicated with alcohol. A very sad story. We're going to get to see the inside scoop on E60, so make sure you tune in, and we'll talk about this next Monday here on the Roman Show, because, you know, pro wrestling is sure it's meant for entertainment and a lot of athleticism, but when it comes to a situation with alcohol and you kind of see yourself in a position where you can't go anywhere and you just start drinking, it's just sad. Unfortunate, you know, Razor Ramon Scott Hall was a great wrestler at his heyday, and to come to turn out your life like this on primetime television, it breaks my heart to see a pro wrestler. And Razor Ramon Scott Hall was one of my favorites.
You want me to help you with your broken heart?
No. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's happening in the world of pro wrestling. We heard some news. Did you know now that they're talking to Kim Couture, a Strike Force veteran.
Really?
And even Cyborg.
Really?
The Strike Force champion to possibly making a debut in TNA. Now, Kim Couture actually lost this weekend here in Miami, Florida. So she hasn't had too much of a good career in the world of mixed martial arts. But we might be able to see her inside TNA. Your thoughts on that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I can debunk that rumor because not too long ago, they even had a rumor stating that Cyborg was even talking to WWE, that Cyborg herself didn't mind going to wrestling, but she did debunk the fact that she was talking to WWE a long time ago. So basically, right now, the interest of going into wrestling was true, but at the same time, this is news to me right now, because basically the situation of Cyborg going to TNA would be, I don't know, it'll bring the TNA females into action, yes, but I don't know how Cyborg can fit among so many diva superstars like TNA does. You know, you got your Velvet Sky, you got your Madison Rayne. When you look at it, they say they tend to go away from the looks of female wrestlers, but in reality, they don't. They are sticking to the good looks of a female wrestler.
You know, I one thing I got to give credit to TNA, and it's their knockouts. You got to admit, you know, the knockouts are good wrestlers. These girls can wrestle. Something that the WWE divas, not to take any credit from them, you know, they are athletes at the end of the day, but the TNA knockouts really do a good job when it comes to wrestling. These girls know exactly what they're doing, and I think they're as close as they can be when it comes to Japanese professional women wrestling, and those girls could wrestle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Japanese females, they know where they're coming from. They know the stuff. As a matter of fact, you guys especially, listen to me, because I'm only shouting out to guys. Basically, what happens is that when you watch a Japanese wrestling on YouTube, or even if you have access to a Japanese channel, if you're one of those lucky folks, please give me a call. You know, if you actually have access, watch and learn how those Japanese fans are. They're quiet throughout the whole match. And then when that big impact comes, like a pin or a big move, that's when they explode. These fans and these wrestlers respect the sport. And that's what it should be. And I, by all means, like here in the United States, it's all about either TNA, and I don't mean the TNA company, or the sports entertainment.
One more note before we move on. In fact, I believe we have one of our special guests here today on the line. So we're going to speak to him any minute now. In fact, let's go ahead and speak to this person who's on the line right now. Hello, may I have you? Caller, are you on the line?
Yo.
Caller, are you there?
Yo.
How's it going,
hello.
Michael Mannix? How's it going evening here today, sir?
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing?
Great, great, and welcome aboard to the Roman Show, Michael Mannix. Michael Mannix, I've known for quite some time. In fact, I remember when he started off his career out here in Miami, Florida.
Hey, but, Roman, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I can't go on. If we're going to talk, I can't call you Roman. I got to go ahead and call you by the name of Richard.
Richard Hart. You know, I'm about to go Richard Hammond in just a few minutes at Electrical.
How's everything going on, man? Catch me up. What have you guys been talking about?
Well, you know, we're talking about exactly what happened today on Monday Night Raw, but we'll discuss that a little later. We want to talk about you, Michael Mannix, and a lot of people out here in South Florida that follow indie wrestling. Michael Mannix has been one of the key guys when it comes to indie wrestling right here in South Florida. He has been a 7-time champion in ICW. And another other federations as well.
Oh, yeah. I remember when he was even a title holder in NAW where I first started.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. When you actually grew some hair on your chest.
Excuse me?
Yes, hair on your
chest. I don't know. It's kind of like a chia pet, Mannix, but I don't know.
That's disgusting.
but
I don't know. I mean, really, if you want to talk about, you know, the life of Mannix, and you want to talk about the disappointments that I've had as of late, like pretty much getting the ICW championship stolen from me. And I say stolen because not only was I attacked from behind, but then I had to compete in a match after I got hit over the head with a chain to some punk named Vega. You know, he goes ahead. Yeah, we've gone up and down and had some good matches. But, you know, I didn't see him as a number one contender, let alone the world champion after that, you know, after that show. But you know, I got to respect that, you know, like, you know, he came from behind and he came from under, you know, just the opportunist that he was and took it from me. But like I said before, and I told him to his face, I respect him, but I don't appreciate the fact that he's going to make a name for himself with me. And this coming show, you know, ICW Lethal Lottery, see, this is where, this is one of the shows of ICW that is going to be the show of the year, the most talked about, the most crazy show, because you don't know what's going to happen. See, we're a set match. This is what people don't understand. We're a set match. You don't know what's going to happen. Lethal Lottery comes, they pull out a stipulation, the match could change completely. It could be a tables match. It could be a hardcore match. It could be whatever. It could be a midget on a pole match. It could be whatever it wants. See, that's where I'm going to go ahead and take my title back this show, because I don't care if it's a tag match, if it's a battle royal, or if it's a Survivor Series style match, I'm going to come out the victor. And as much as a competitor as Biggs and Sean Prime and Vega are, I'm that much better.
But let me ask you something, Mr. Mannix, because of course you have history with all three superstars, and even farther with Sean Prime. How does it feel to tag up with one of your arch rivals, the original man who screwed you out of the title, but on top of that, fighting the man who you have history with and the current title holder? How do you feel on that?
Mannix,
this is funny, because you mentioned about my partner this show. Well, Vega doesn't faze me, because seriously, yeah, I don't trust him, and yeah, he already stabbed me in the back, but that's fine, because I'm not going into this match with any friendships. I'm going into this match with one goal in mind, and it doesn't matter who's in my corner. To be honest, it could be 3-on-1, and I'm still going to leave that ring with my hand raised up in the air. And you mentioned Prime? Well, I'll give you some history on Prime. Going back to NAW, like you mentioned earlier, he didn't beat me in NAW. You want to switch over to DSW? He didn't beat me there either. And in ICW, I'm undefeated against Sean Prime. He has yet to pin me. Sean Prime has never, ever gotten a victory over Michael Mannix. And Biggs, I've never wrestled Biggs one-on-one in recent times. You want to go back further than NAW? I have a tape from the Davey Powell in, I believe it's September of 2003. That's right. This goes back
way far,
like eight years ago, where I was already 2 years into the business, and Jay Biggs broke in as a rookie that year, and I wrestled him in his first match in FSCW, Four-Star Championship Wrestling, in September of 2003, and I beat him then. Now we're going to go ahead and skip time to 8 years from now, which is the current date. He is now the world champion. Right, I don't agree with how he got the title last show, but you know what? He's a champion, and I respect that. He's a different man than he was 8 years ago. But not just that, and not only did I beat Sean Prime in DSW, but if anybody remembers, that match was a three-way match, and I beat both of them in that same match. So really, Vega is going to be my partner this show. It doesn't matter. And Prime and Biggs, to be honest, they're just stooges that are in my way of the title. I could beat them in my sleep.
Mannix, one thing I want to say, it seems like on this episode, everyone's going ham. But one thing I've been noticing is in ICW...
Wait, are you guys talking about Toy Story? What the hell is ham?
You haven't heard of Jay-Z and Kanye West song?
A what?
Jay-Z and Kanye West song, ham?
No, you know what? I have not, because I choose not to listen to garbage.
Well, Google it when we're done with the conversation. But one thing I want to talk to you about, Mannix, is that it seems to be happening.
Is that what he's ham? Is that what he's naming his kid with, Beyonce?
No. I don't know the name yet. We got to look at Us Weekly for that. But Mannix, one thing on a serious note is that I've been noticing in ICW is that a lot of these wrestlers that have championship belts or titles, a lot of sneak attacks going on in ICW. There seems to be a lack of respect in the world of pro wrestling. Even when it comes to the WWE, there's just no respect anymore. They've lost their ethics, their goals, and the morals are just thrown out of the window, Mannix.
You know what, Richard, and you're right. And seriously, the talent from today doesn't have the respect of the guys who paved the way a couple years ago, and even, you know, decades ago. You know, we've had to go ahead and bust our ass and do shows in county fairs and in bingo halls, and hell, we've done it in bingo halls while people are playing bingo. And, you know, it doesn't matter. These guys come in, they train for 3 or 4 months, mm-hmm. and apparently they're superstars because, you know, some buy their own rings or some just go ahead and, you know, get, you know, a little shade of yellow and they think they're no longer green. Well, to me, yellow just means you're a coward and you don't want to pay your damn dues. But, you know, the nowadays the talent, you know, and I don't know if we could call them talent, to be honest. You know, because you have to be talented to be called talent.
It's true.
And seriously, there's only a handful of guys that could go in that ring, and you know, you could hand pick them, and only you could make the choice, and everybody has their own opinion on who could go in that ring. I have my opinion on who could go, but you know, I don't know if we should get into that right now.
No doubt, Mannix. You know, there's a lot of, like you said, that are called talent, but are in reality are not talented, and they think because of just 4 months to just go in there and attack one of the veterans like yourself, just like that, with no appreciation to the sacrifice that you, a wrestler like yourself, you know, Max Stardom, who have put their body on the line, and they think that they just could come in here, sneak attack you, and try to get a title shot just for that reason, without any hard work.
And
exactly, and that's not the way it goes. I mean, seriously, to make it in anything, forget wrestling. If you want to make it in anything in life, you got to put in the time to do it. And right now, seriously, I don't know how many of these guys go to wrestling practice. You know, I don't know if Rusty Brooks sits in his house and just waits for people to show up, because I know they're not going. And it, you know, it's pathetic. You know, they come to these shows, they swear that they don't need to be told what to do. And then come showtime, you know, they everybody passes their time. Everybody goes ahead and you know, they think that they're working the crowd, and really, they're not doing much. And it's just, it has to stop. But the guys that I believe could go are the guys who have to make that difference. You know, guys like myself, guys like Max Stardom.
What?
You know, we're, shut up, bro. Oh, by the way, you guys mentioned Stardom. Stardom's here. He's at my house because, yeah, we watch Monday Night Raw together. So, I mean, you know, it's a brotherhood. Yeah, you know, we're not currently in a tag team because, you know, he's going through some drama with Blackheart. I'm going through some drama with untalented people. And it, you know, as it goes, you know, our paths haven't crossed to the point where, you know, we're going to go ahead and demolish whatever tag teams are left by the time that we team up again and regain our tag team titles.
Well, here's the thing, Mannix. You know, I heard, like you said, that you have Stardom and yourself there. Why don't I come over and we do a little three-way?
No, that's enough. You know, we need to shape up, man. And Mannix, I really apologize for having this so-called human being next to me.
No, it's fine, you know, because guys like that, it's what's needed. You know, I don't have a problem with Electrical. Electrical, in reality, has busted his ass to try to make something of himself, at least to get noticed. You know, at least I could give him that much. You know, the guy, and I'm not looking at his face, but at least I'm talking to the man, you know, right on. You know, if he is a man. But seriously, you know, Electrical is one of the guys who has put in time and put in effort. And even if you don't like the guy or if you don't think he's a guy, you got to give him his props and you got to respect him.
No doubt about it, Mannix. You know, a lot of people think that they could just come in here because they have a pretty face or because they know somebody or because they slept with someone or because they did something to someone. They could just go up to the top. And, you know, there is nothing like hard work, paying your dues, earning your bruises, broken fingers, broken necks, broken backs to get to the top. And Mannix, a lot of respect for you. You've definitely proved to all these guys who are wannabes and are coming into the sport you definitely are. You're setting a statement, and you are the standard of what a pro wrestler should be.
I really just want to say before I go, because I'm pretty sure my time's running a little thin.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go ahead and, you know, when I go ahead and settle my feuds with Prime, with Biggs, with Vega, I really want to set an open challenge to whoever has the set of cojones to come and bring it in the ring. It could be anyone as green as they want. You know, if you got the heart and you want to go ahead and make someone of yourself, then I want you in that ring. I want to see who's going to go ahead and shine as the next star. Because that's what we need. We need more stars in independent wrestling. We don't need a bunch of fucking crybabies coming around, you know, and trying to say that they're talented. I don't want you to tell me you're talented. I want you to prove it. So, seriously, after I'm done with these Stooges, with Prime, with Biggs, and with Vega, I want to go ahead and put an open challenge. Hey, you know what? I might even be champion after Saturday. So I'm going to open a challenge, either as champion or not, to whoever wants to step in the ring with Mannix and try to make a name for themselves with the Mannix logo underneath it.
Well, you know what? You know what? Maybe that challenger would be me.
Yeah, you know, you always try to ruin the damn interview, man. It was a good interview, Mannix. I appreciate you calling in. You heard it here first. He's calling you out right after. If you were to win the belt, Mannix, open challenge to anyone. Mannix, been a pleasure here in the Roman Show. Anytime, my man, you can call in. And
I'm not going to call you Roman, all right, Richard?
Thank you, sir. We'll explain one day the whole Richard Hart thing. We got to definitely do that to our fans.
Yeah, hey, you know what? And you talk about recent times in ICW. You have yet to step foot in ICW. So when I want to go ahead and see you at the next show this Saturday, you best be there.
God willing, Mannix, I'll definitely be out there, sir.
All right, well, thank you for having me, and good night.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mannix. It's a pleasure to have you here, sir. Well, Electrical, you ruined that interview.
How did I ruin it? I just answered his
Are you a fan who wants a mask or your favorite masked warrior or need one for an independent show or main event like WWE or TNA? You need a new mask.
A mask or a mask?
A mask.
Oh, okay.
It's 11:30. We got to change the time. Well, look no more, my man. If you're a wrestler who needs a mask replaced or for a new gimmick, you need a new gimmick.
Oh, my new gimmick. This is me.
Yeah, have you seen your videos? Pathetic.
Okay.
Look no further and contact Richard at Joker, SWYLDcreations@gmail.com, or just visit the website, Joker, SWYLDcreation.com. Look for my man Richard. He'll hook you up with a nice mask. You need a new mask. I'm going to talk to Richard because you need a new mask.
But I love my colorful mask.
It looks like you went on vacation with your face.
Excuse me?
All right. I believe we have a caller in the on hand here. Caller, are you on the air?
I am here.
Hello, sir. This is Chris Quiñones, local promoter all the way in West Palm Beach, sir. Thank you so very much for joining here to the Roman Show with my co-host, El Electrico, who tried to sabotage my show from the get-go.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me here. It's a true blessing.
Hey, this is my boss that you're talking to now, Roman, okay? Whatever. He's my boss coming up in November. You treat him nice, okay?
Yunus, tell me about your promotion first and foremost. You're definitely making a big standard over there in West Palm Beach.
Well, this is going to be a new show over in West Palm. It's going to be our first show in West Palm over in Lake Worth. We've been doing shows over in Jensen Beach for the past year, and I've been very, very successful, and we're going to try our waters over in West Palm Beach.
Wow, and tell me about that crowd out there. You know, what tell me the wrestlers that are going to be performing. Is this Jerky going to be out there too?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You were breaking up.
Is this Jerky going to be out there, Electrical? What other wrestlers are going to be out there fighting or wrestling that night?
Well, we're going to have Electrico versus Sean Phoenix at Monday Night Rage taping. We're going to have our CWE World Heavyweight Champion, Jordan Rayner, and the ex-CWE World Champion, Kenny Wiles, is going to have his rematch for the title at Monday Night Rage. And Max Stardom will be in action as well.
Great. And by the way, right now, anyone listening to us on Skype, you're looking at the face of El Electrico. If you ever wondered how he looks, you're looking at him. Skype, RomanDH1, you're looking at El Electrico, who went ham earlier today here in the Roman Show. And right now, Chris Quinones, promoter of CWE, promoting his show, the big show in West Palm Beach. That's on November 11th. Now, Chris, you're a hardworking man, a hardworking promoter. And El Electrico told me that you suffer from a disease that a lot of people don't have. I'm not saying that they don't have, but are willing to do what you do. But you definitely break the standard and have made something out of this. And you're on your feet and believe in what you want to believe in. And you do it. So my kudos to you out there, Chris, if you want to share that with the fans.
Oh, yes. I got into a car accident July 4th, 2010. That caused disc herniations, bulging discs in my neck, and a couple of problems with my muscles. They also said I had a slight bit of brain damage. A year later, with the condition, I developed a disease called fibromyalgia. It's a disease that affects the brain that goes to the body. It takes over my whole entire body, my muscles, and I get, like, these really bad muscle spasms. I get really bad headaches. I can't even move out of bed sometimes.
Wow.
I can't even drive sometimes. I can't even take a shower sometimes because of the disease. And I just have faith in the Lord that he's going to put me through this, and I'm not going to stop doing what I love to do. And he put me on this earth for one reason, and that's to do pro wrestling shows.
Wow, you know, Chris, that's very touching, man. And, you know, you're a perfect example. It's some of these people that wake up in the morning every day and complain and say, why me, or why do I got to do that? But you know what? You're doing it, man. You're doing it. And you know, you're definitely an inspiration. You've inspired me and maybe even one of our listeners out here listening to us tonight.
And let me tell you something, Chris. It's going to be my honor wrestling for you in your November show on Monday Night Rage for you. But let me just make this shout out right quick. Who you said I was wrestling again?
Oh, that'll be Sean Phoenix.
Oh, Sean Phoenix? Okay. Let's put it this way. I've seen Sean Phoenix, or should I call it Sean Birdie, wrestle in many promotions before. I personally think, I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter, first off. I would love to get in that ring with that boy toy, Sean Phoenix. You know, he has a mask like me. You know, he's made of fire. So you know what happens when you put candela with a Mexicano? You know, you that's a great mix. So basically, when Sean Phoenix and I go one-on-one on your Monday Night Rage, I am calling him out. I am so going to beat him one-on-one on your Monday Night Rage.
Chris, the only thing I can say about Electrico right now is thank goodness for the mask he's wearing, because earlier today he was walking around here with no mask and I could smell his breath about a mile away.
Well, I think it's going to be an incredible mess.
But that's because I was eating those long meaty burritos.
Chris, tell us the information, the address where people can buy tickets. And Chris, can we give a pair of tickets today to the fans?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I would love to send you guys some tickets.
All right. In fact, let's do this. Anyone out there listening to the Roman Show, call in 714-868-0222, 714-868-0222, or just tweet me at RomanDH, and I'll try to connect you with Chris for a free pair of tickets to watch the show in November.
How about I'll give you 6 front row tickets for free?
Nice. I'm there. Sadly, you're going to have somebody front row looking at this jabroni out here.
But what? You're going to be actually front row watching me beat Sean Phoenix.
Chris,
you're going to be sitting front row listening to
they
me.
They say patience is a virtue, and I think I'm going to have into being around this fool. Chris, I think we have actually another performer out there. In fact, this is the man who's going to face El Electrico. Sean Phoenix is on the Roman Show.
Nice.
How's it going?
Don, did you hear the statement of this man who sits right, who stands right next to me, El Electrico?
As a matter of fact, I did. Sean Birdie, really, Electrico?
Yes, Sean Birdie. Listen, Sean, when we go one-on-one, not only am I going to beat you, but I'm going to love you. And you know what? There's nothing you can do about that, buddy.
Love me? Really? This is coming from a man who likes to enjoy rolling around with boys in oil and in little underwear. This is pro wrestling. This is a real deal. All right? Between me and you, this is going to be professional. And love me, hate me, whatever it is, I'm going to take you down, and I'm going to leave you laying there with me and my arm raised up.
But I would love to be in your arms, though, instead of being raised up. You know, in this case, Phoenix, look, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. I know that you and I are going to have an awesome match. Not only can we make a great match, you know, me personally with you, because we both wear masks, but you know what? I know for a fact that I will beat you. There's no ifs or buts about it. I will beat you in that middle of the ring with the...
Okay, guys. Hold on.
Thank you, Chris.
I hear a little problem here. What was that?
What happened, Chris? What did you want? I'm sorry?
How about this? How about Monday Night Rage live, Friday night, November 11th, okay? We'll have you and Electrico in a no disqualification match to settle the score. How about that?
No disqualification? Sounds perfect.
No disqualification.
That sounds perfect to me because...
No count outs.
Okay.
No
That sounds perfect to me, Chris, because now I can violate Sean Phoenix all I want, baby. Phoenix, you are...
Violate me, really. Listen, your little flamboyant little tactics are not going to work with me, all right? I've seen you strut around with Macho Mark all around. And trust me, I know how you work. I know how you act. None of it's going to mess with me.
But you know what, Sean? I know you have that little urn of yours that controls people. Why don't you use that for me, for I could come to you and get on top of you?
Guys, save your animosity for the show.
This is enough. This is, you know, Chris, Sean, this is what got us bad ratings last week because of this clown right here. With his
this clown's going to be laid out on the floor once I'm done with him. He's going to be the one violated, and that's my intention.
Sean, I support you. Chris, thank you so very much for putting this match together. Please destroy this fool, because I don't want him anymore in the show. He got me bad ratings last week. It's because of you, El Electrico. You got me bad ratings. I got the FCC on my ass because of you.
Well, let's do this. Let's do this, Roman. Why don't we do this right now all the way till next week? Why don't we get a bunch of callers, and we will see what the vote will be. If you call in and vote at 714-868-0222. Call in and vote. We are going ham, ladies and gentlemen. We are going ham. Call in and vote. Tell the host, Roman, if you want El Electrico on this show or not. And we will find out by next week if El Electrico is gone or he stays. How about that, Roman?
I hope the callers are listening because I want this squeaky voice out of my right ear. I've had enough of it. I think I'm going to go deaf. But guys, Chris, Sean, thank you so much for calling into the show. At Electrico, you have a couple more things to say.
All I gotta say is, Chris, I love you. I respect you for everything you've done. You are the one guy that looks out for all the indie wrestlers. Well, actually one of many. But on the same time, you actually go out of your way with the illnesses that you've been getting to actually promote this show beyond belief. And now Sean Phoenix, on the other hand. Sean, we both wear masks, Bobby. But you know what? Come Monday Night Rage, you're going to have no mask because I'm going to turn that white and red to rainbow color, Bobby. And you'll never be able... Actually, you'll be tasting the end of the rainbow because come November 11th, you are going to be rainbow struck, Bobby.
Guys, thank you very much.
Keep talking all you want. Roman, start making auditions because when I'm done with him, his mouth is going to be wired shut. So I'm making auditions for a new host, co-host.
Sean, please. And in fact, I might have you as a co-host. You sound like a great man.
All right, guys.
Sean, thank you so very much. Remember, guys, check out my man Chris's promotion, CWE, on November 11th. Chris, one more time, the address and location, venue, and where can people find out for ticket information?
All right, it's going to be Friday, November 11th at the Salvation Army. The address is 4051 Kirk Road, Lake Worth, Florida, 33461.
There you go. Sean.
And we're just opening up a new website as well. It's cwepro.org because we are a nonprofit organization.
Wonderful. And that's always a good cause. And again, Chris, inspiration by your word. And keep going forward, brother. And we'll see you on November.
Yes. Thank you for having me, guys.
And Sean, good luck and take care of this buffoon. Thank you
thank
so very
you,
much
Roman.
For calling into the Roman Show, guys. Thank you so very much.
I'll let you go. I'll see you on your lunch, buddy.
There you go. Electrical, you. Let's talk pro wrestling. Let's talk pro wrestling. All right, let's talk about last night, TNA, Bound for Glory. Hulk Hogan lobbied for Bobby Roode not to get the championship belt against Kurt Angle. Apparently, Hogan doesn't like Bobby Roode. He says that Bobby Roode, he still can't cut it as a TNA champion. Personally, I think Bobby Roode is a great wrestler who has not been used to his utmost ability in TNA. And he reminds me somewhat of a ravishing Rick Roode / Kurt Hennig. And it's only a matter of time till they get this guy out there wearing gold around his waist.
I wouldn't be surprised either. You know, Bobby Roode is one of those guys that does deserve the title around his waist. Not only does he have to look for it, but he also has the attitude. He has it all.
And you know, not only that, Kurt Angle, despite the fact that he had a couple of run-ins with the laws, I think that he deserved to get punished for this reason. And I still don't know why they're not giving the opportunity to Bobby Roode. Let's talk Hogan and Sting. Sting won last night. Hogan turns babyface. Bischoff appears. When I thought they had went and said that he was being demoted, now they come out with this whoa, Eric Bischoff's son, you know, shaking hands with Hogan and Sting, and then Dixie Carter comes in here. What the heck is going on in TNA?
Personally, you want me to go ham on that subject too? I think personally TNA is turning into your next WCW.
The Vince Russo at the end?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, the number to call is 714-868-0222, 714-868-0222. You heard my man Chris. We're giving away free tickets to the November show in West Palm Beach. That is CWE on November 11th. And the number to call is 714-868-0222. On another note, let's talk about AJ Styles versus Christopher Daniels. It turns out Daniels loses. You know, Christopher Daniels is such a great wrestler, and AJ Styles, too, nonetheless. But we have seen this fight over and over and over again. One thing I was proud of is Jerry Lynn versus RVD. It took us back to the late 90s. And, in fact, I heard a couple of chants out there of ECW. They took it old school last night at TNA Bound for Glory. I think that was the match of the night, from what I've been told.
Well, what can you expect from the whole, you know, damn show? And then on top of that, what can you expect from the new damn show? Like, both men have been stealing shows since ECW in its heyday. So we both know that even if you put them on a mid-card show, both of them will bust their butts to be the best.
Well, Bob Hardcore Holly is coming out with a book. This is according to Slam Wrestling. He apparently signed a book deal. And here's a quote from him. My book will be different because it's about my life pre-WWE days and my perspective of the wrestling business. We all remember who Hardcore Holly is.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't even hardcore.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. But
what do you read this book?
I would just read it just to see how hardcore he is.
You're pathetic. All right, let's talk about that now. Let's talk about as we're talking to Hardcore Holly and former... WWE guys, the WWE announced today that there's going to be a reality show, get this, of WWE legends living inside a house.
Oh, I would love to see the Iron Sheik on that one.
I would love to see the Iron Sheik in there. mix it in maybe with the who do I think we could have Paul Bearer in there?
Let's see who else. Don Morocco.
Don Morocco would be pretty good. How about the escapes my mind right now. The guy with the red face. I love you, guy.
Brother Love.
Brother Love.
I used to watch him when I was a little electrical.
That would be pretty funny how these guys. But you know, has the WWE gone so low? We all understand that it's not really going to be a reality show. It's going to be scripted. But we don't know the prices of the WWE Network. We don't know, I mean, how much 24 hours of WWE Network can you watch? And how much production is going to cost this to the WWE? So this could either go either way, electrically. It could either benefit the WWE, or it could even hurt it financially.
True.
And from what we have seen, yes, the WWE is expanding. There's no doubt about that. You know, they've gone to Mexico, they've gone to Japan, they've gone to China, they've gone to Australia, England, and so forth. But could this be a major hit financially to the WWE if they're going to invest on a network? You know, they're going to have new talent. They're going to have a bunch of productions out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is this beneficial for Vince McMahon and his company? And we've seen the ratings. They're not what they used to be.
Well, it could go good or it could go bad. You know, we actually have millions and millions of actual, you know, fans out there that follow WWE, just like how they follow TNA or they follow Ring of Honor or the local wrestling independents. Fans do not die out. That's the thing. When one goes down, five other grow. So you never know. But, hey, the WWE has tried, you know, crazier things before, haven't they?
Yeah, I guess. You know, they did try the, what was it, the XFL?
Oh, yeah.
And that...
And look where it got them.
That really was bad when they went out. I remember Mr. Man walking into, I forgot what city it was, but he said, oh, you won't get an XFL team. But that only lasted one season.
I remember the Hitman.
The Hitman, and I can't remember the other guys, but, you know, the He Hate Me Now. Remember those? Another guy that was wrestling there. But nonetheless, I get your point of view. I get the fact that it's either a win-win situation, and especially during these times, you know, you're really risking it by putting so much money in a network. It's not that easy. Now, let's talk about the card that we have for Vengeance pay-per-view. This is as of right now. So far, we have Mark Henry versus The Big Show for the WWE World title, Randy Orton versus Cody Rhodes, WWE Divas title match, Beth Phoenix versus Eva Torres, and we have the CM Punk versus and Triple H versus The Miz and R-Truth, and lastly, the WWE Tag Team title, Kofi Kingston and Evan Bourne versus Dolph Ziggler and Jack Swagger. That is the updated card for Vengeance. Again, too much pay-per-views. The economy's not all that up there to be spending $40-$50. I mean, people see it on a live streaming website.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you can't tell that. That's illegal.
I never said the website.
Okay, that's true.
It's out there. It's a truth.
But you can't
go wrong with the truth.
Again, this is the Roman Show Ham Edition. And I do mean ham.
Right. Anyways. So, nonetheless, I'm curious to see what's going to happen. They were also saying that some of these pay-per-views that aren't doing too well are going to be part of this WWE network. Maybe we can bring it back In Your House.
Maybe.
Remember In Your House?
The classes. Oh, yeah. You know what? One of my favorite matches of In Your House was Bret Hart versus Hakushi, a.k.a. Jinsei Shinsaki.
Ah, you're smart enough to know that name. You learn Mandarin?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, anyways. Hey, Todd Grissom now is on ESPN News. He joins the coach, Jonathan Coach. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He's on ESPN News. A lot of WWE guys have made their way into the world of sports, and that's ESPN. So it kind of serves as a booster to get to the professional shows. And again, on ESPN on Wednesday, they're going to have that Scott Hall. I'm really looking forward to that show. It's going to be very sad to watch this.
And if you don't mind, Roman, it's that time of the day for shout out of the week. Again, I guess so far the only request is this guy named George Alonso, or whoever he is. Basically, he wants to do a new shout-out to two close friends of his that he calls like a brother and a sister. He's doing a shout-out to Zoe or something like that, and to Joe. And he says, basically, thank you for everything that you two have done. And he appreciates it from the bottom of his heart, and he loves you both. So that's the shout-out of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to do a shout-out of the week with me, El Electrico, all you have to do is just send an email to romandh@yahoo.com or even go to my website at facebook.com/El Electrico. Let me know who you want to give a special shout-out to, and I'll do it right here on the Roman Show every week.
All
right,
so Electrico, reading here about Hulk Hogan, apparently he badmouthed AJ Styles.
Oh, yes.
He spoke well about Jeff Hardy.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why. And he spoke badly about Bobby Roode, like we had talked about.
Oh, yes.
And then he was talking about Tim Tebow. What the heck is going on with Hulk Hogan? Has he lost his mind, or is he in need of attention?
I don't know. He came
out on the Howard Stern talking about the allegations that his wife had called him or had said that he was a homosexual. He spoke about that. So when is the end for Hulk Hogan?
You never know. Hulk Hogan is kind of like a name that just doesn't die, so to speak. Like, I would imagine, you remember when all these big names are starting to pass away, like the Eddie Guerreros and the Owen Harts, those tragic accidents. You know, can you imagine, and not to think negative here, and I apologize to all the fans that are listening, I know this is kind of negative, but can you imagine what would happen to the wrestling world when Hulk Hogan actually goes to the next world?
Not only wrestling, but to the general world itself. I mean, everyone knows Hulk Hogan, you know, from TV.
Oh, yeah.
And so much more. I mean,
he is
an icon.
He is the man that's created what we see on TV today, which is sports entertainment. He was the man that created it. So enough said on that subject.
No doubt about that. And let's talk more here about the TNA. You know, TNA, we're going TNA today. I guess a lot of things have been brewing with this stuff. Now, Ric Flair's out there. He's back in action. But since you were talking about Hogan, one of the pro wrestlers who holds a grudge against him is the Ultimate Warrior. And he was signing some autographs recently in California. So he's out there publicly, instead of coming out on these crazy YouTube videos, picking on Hulk Hogan. So he's actually being interactive. Let's also talk about Brock Lesnar. It was stated that he will be part of this WWE 12 video game, but he came out and said that there could be, and I emphasize, that there could be one more match left for Brock Lesnar in the world of pro wrestling. It would have to take a good conversation between Vince McMahon and Brock. And of course, he would have to leave the world of mixed martial arts.
And who do you think he could wrestle against?
We saw it in the UFC about, I believe it was last year, when he approached The Undertaker.
Could we possibly be seeing that for this year's WrestleMania?
I don't think it's going to be this year. Brock Lesnar is going to face Overeem in December, and then it was March. Maybe Brock Lesnar, I think he has like 2-3 more fights left under his contract. I don't think it's going to happen for WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's
but
that's a
I would love to, since it's going to be taking place here in Miami, Florida. But if it does, consider ourselves very lucky.
Oh, yeah. Well, I consider us very lucky just for the fact that I'm even here right now.
Now, are you going to wear your mask to WrestleMania?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, my God. Don't be around me. Hey, guys, follow me on Twitter at RomanDH, the website RodolphoRoman.com. And this is the Roman Show. Every Monday, we talk pro wrestling at 11 p.m. And that Electrical, guess what?
What?
The MMA show, which takes place this Wednesday at 11 p.m., will soon be moving to prime time.
Wow.
Yes. We're going to be going on at around 8 p.m., between 8 or 9 p.m.
Wow.
So all you people out there who can't listen at 11 p.m. because it's too late, no questions asked, no excuses, 8 p.m., a week from this Wednesday, we are going on at 8 p.m.
Nice.
We are taking on the competition. We're talking MMA.
Congratulations.
We are going ham.
Congratulations. And on top of that, let me just announce real quick our guest for next week. We got Trina Mason next week, model and/trainee of wrestling right now. And then, of course, we are setting up a very exclusive interview with a very big name from the United States. Stay tuned for that news.
Oh, and there's more to come, guys. And again, thanks for tuning in every Monday at 11 p.m. right after Raw. Again, follow us on Wednesday. We have Alex Caceres from the UFC, an exclusive interview. You will only hear here on The Roman Show. And trust me when I tell you exclusive, I will ask questions to other individuals with no form of education in journalism. Listen, at 11 p.m. this Wednesday. Guys, we'll see you next Monday. For Electrico, find him on Facebook.com/Electrico. And for me, Rodolfo Roman, find me on Facebook.com/Rodolfo Roman.
We've gone ham, baby.
You are about to listen to The Roman Show. The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let The Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let The Roman Show begin.